From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen, and joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hey, Will.
Hey, Leanne.
Have you ever used the word Twitter in a crossword puzzle? I mean, not the sound the bird makes, but, you know, that social network community.
Yeah, haven't yet. No, I was a pioneer with podcasting. I used that just right out of the box, but
yeah.
haven't had occasion to use Twitter. Why?
Someone asked. I entered the Twitterverse this week, and wait till you hear who gave me some tips on how to tweet. You'll hear that later on in this hour. So first of all, let's start our puzzle. What was the challenge that you gave us last week?
Yes, I said, think of a six-letter word in which the third letter is S. Remove the S and you'll be left with a five-letter word that means the opposite of the six-letter one. And as a hint, I said the six-letter word has two syllables, the five-letter word has one. What words are these?
And what words are these?
It's resign and rain. You might resign a job, or a king might resign, or rain.
Wonderful. Well, we received about 850 correct entries this week, and from those entries, we randomly selected Dan Shapiro of Corvallis, Oregon, to play on the air with us today. Hi, Dan. I did pronounce your last name right, didn't I?
Oh, yeah.
Because I know someone named Shapiro, so I'm always very careful. How long did it take you to solve the puzzle?
What's typical for me is I will start thinking about the puzzle right away, and I spent maybe 5 minutes or so pondering it and didn't get anywhere. The next day, I had a spare moment. I was walking through the house, maybe carrying a laundry basket or something exciting like that, and it came to me in about 12 seconds.
Yeah. Yeah. Oftentimes, when I'm doing a crossword puzzle, for example, and I get stuck, I'll put it down, and then I'll pick it up again, and all of a sudden, dawn breaks over Marblehead. So it's kind of nice. How long have you been playing our puzzle?
Well, as a friend of mine used to say, since Hector was a pup, I think it goes back to the days when Will was the editor of Games Magazine.
Way back.
Whoa.
Back in the 1980s.
Yeah, late 80s, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, it sounds like you're in good shape to play our puzzle. Are you ready?
I am.
All right, Will, meet Dan. Let's play.
All right, Dan and Leanne, this is a good two-person puzzle. I'm going to give you two four-letter words. Each can be found inside the first and last names, respectively, of a famous person, past or present. For example, if I said rend, R-E-N-D, and raise, R-A-S-E, you would say Brendan Fraser, as in the actor.
Right.
Here's number one is Arlo, A-R-L-O, and Rand, R-A-N-D.
Oh, Marlon Brando.
Marlon Brando is right.
Yeah.
Good. Number two is lady, L-A-D-Y, and nigh, N-I-G-H.
Gladys Knight.
Gladys Knight.
Fast.
Your next one is meld, M-E-L-D, and arco, A-R-C-O.
Imelda Marcos.
That was fast. Now, they start to get harder because you have to start adding more letters. And this one is acid, A-C-I-D, and ming, M-I-N-G, as in a ming vase.
And these are longer words now?
Yeah, this one's 7-7.
I figured it out, Will. I didn't mean to cut you off. Placido Domingo.
Good job.
That's correct. Else, E-L-S-E, and lint, L-I-N-T.
Oh, Kelsey grammar doesn't work.
No.
Chelsea Clinton.
Chelsea Clinton, good one. Here's your next one. List, L-I-S-T, and lock, L-O-C-K.
Callista Flockhart.
Flockhart, well
Callista
done.
Callista Flockhart, good. Rove, R-O-V-E, and Elan, E-L-A-N.
Grover Cleveland.
Grover Cleveland, good. Rook, R-O-O-K, and bins, B-I-N-S, like the storage containers.
Oh, Brooks Robinson?
Brooks Robinson,
My
Baseball Hall
Dan.
Of Famer, good.
Oh.
Try this one, pole, P-O-L-E.
P as in Peter?
Right, and part, P-A-R-T, like part of something.
Napoleon Bonaparte.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And here's your last one, bell, B-E-L-L, the thing you ring, and sell, S-E-L-L. And here we're going for 8-letter first name and 10-letter last name.
Isabel?
Yes, Isabella.
Oh, Isabella. Help me out, Leanne.
You have it. Rossellini.
Rossellini. Thanks. Nice work.
Nice work.
Hey,
good team.
A handshake across the phone line here.
Absolutely. And Dan, you did so. You want a job?
Yeah.
Puzzle? Yeah? You want to come back and replace me? Because I was just sitting here going, when you were doing it. Oh, nice job. Nice job. So to tell you what you're going to take home today for playing our puzzle, I'll tell you this gentleman is a big fan of crossword puzzles, and Will, he's actually bought some of your books for his wife. He
All
also
right.
happens to be a master on the Hammond B3 organ, and he has played backup for such greats as Otis Redding, and we have an interview later in the show. But Dan, you did so well. You get the first taste. Here's Booker T with your puzzle prizes.
For playing the puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin. That's a little bit of a tongue twister. The 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus. The Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers. The Puzzle Master Presents from Random House, Volume 2. Will Shortz's latest book series, Will Shortz Presents Ken Ken, Volumes 1, 2, and 3 from St. Martin's Press. And one of Will Short's Puzzle Master decks of riddles and challenges from Chronicle Books.
What do you think, Dan? Words and music.
I really am impressed, and I know that he has a new album out, and I'm eager to hear the interview.
All right. Well, that's what we're going to be talking about. But before we let you go, Dan, you have to tell us what member station you listen to.
We are members of KLCC, which is just down the road in Eugene, Oregon.
And the magic word, members. Dan Shapiro of Corvallis, Oregon, thanks a lot for playing the puzzle with us today.
Thanks, Leanne, and thank you, Will.
Okay.
Thanks, Dan.
Will, we need another challenge to work on over the holiday weekend.
Yes, it's another puzzle with names. Think of a famous person whose first name has seven letters and last name has seven letters. Only two different consonants appear in this full name. Each used more than once, of course. And out of the 14 letters in the full name, 13 of them appear in the first half of the alphabet, A to M. Who is this person? And it's a name everyone knows. So again, a famous person whose first and last names each have seven letters, only two different consonants appear in the full name, and out of the 14 letters, 13 of them appear in the first half of the alphabet. Name this famous person.
All right, good luck, puzzlers. When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle. Click on the Submit Your Answer link. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline this week is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, and we'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz. Thanks a lot, Will.
Thanks, Leanne.